This past week, a friend of mine sent me, very innocently, an email which was sent out by the rabbi of his congregation. This rabbi is a very well-known Rav, has a very large kehila in the United States, and he had taken a mission to Israel in solidarity with the Israelis, with Am Yisrael, and he wrote an extensive email regarding all of the accomplishments and the missions that he fulfilled during his stay here. But in the last paragraph, he writes as follows to his congregants, and I quote you, obviously no names or no mention of the name of the kehila itself will be included. "While we were there," says the rabbi, "it was announced that the army killed the number 3 guy in Hamas. We were told to get ready for some revenge rockets. And so it was. 4 rockets while we were on the road in Be'er Sheva. Until then, I had no rockets in such a boring day. The rockets gave me the ultimate Disney experience. I am now a war hero. Baruch Hashem, no one was hurt in those attacks. Arrived home this morning to the thrills of the community and modern orthodoxy, Shabbat Shalom." Needless to say, after reading this last paragraph, I was extremely upset. And the usages which the rabbi refers to as a Disneyland experience with the rocket attacks, and calling or donning himself, even if in jest, a war hero, was not only inappropriate in my eyes, but I found it extremely disturbing, so much so that I could not restrain myself, and I decided to write to the rabbi directly. Here's what I wrote. "Dear Rabbi so-and-so, Shalom. A friend of mine who was in your shul recently forwarded me your email that you sent out to your kehila regarding your mission to Israel. He sent it to me innocently, but I have to say that what I read was no less than astounding. My first reaction was one of shock, which quickly turned into anger and frustration. How can anyone, let alone a Rav of a kehila, refer to having the ultimate Disney experience in face of what Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, no, not in the United States, are experiencing? Even if this was said in jest or sarcasm, do you think this was an appropriate description or reference to make at this time? And as you close your letter regarding your mission to Israel, would it not have been more appropriate to close with a tefillah for Chayaleinu, Tzva HaHagana LiYisrael? Then you refer to yourself, again, it appears in jest or surely in sarcasm, as there are no way it could be translated literally, you refer to yourself as, I am now a war hero. My nephew is originally from the United States and is now in Sanchanim, Paratroopers Brigade, and fighting in Gaza. 2 of my students are in Gaza City engaged in battle while I email you. One of my other students is manning the border of Gaza, and another is involved in chilutz, going from house to house in Gaza to make sure they are clear. These are war heroes, not you. To imply anything otherwise is in my mind arrogant and audacious. I was very disturbed by your references, but even more disturbing was that someone sent me an apology that you sent out after the first email to your congregants. Apparently people in your kehila were upset about your reference, arrived home this morning to the thrills of the kehila and modern orthodoxy. I cannot believe it. They were upset about your reference to their city, that it sounded insulting to their city. Well, I was upset about your reference to Eretz Yisrael and your lack of sensitivity to its civilians and to our chayalim. I was sure this is what you should have been apologizing for. Chazal say, Chachamim yizahru b'divreichem. Wise men must choose their words carefully. Someone of your stature and recognition has to be even more careful regarding the words of Chazal, particularly in the context of our Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, who are fighting for the entire Jewish nation's future. Please excuse me if I sound disrespectful. In no way do I intend to slight you or your efforts, but I do not regret in any way addressing this letter to you, and I sincerely hope it is received within the proper context. May all of us witness the Geula Shleima B'meira B'Yameinu Shalom Hammer. A few hours later, I was not home, but I received an email, and as I expected from the rabbi, he wrote me back again, touting his accomplishments in the way that he went about and has gone about for so many years to save world Jewry. But of course, as I expected, there were no apologies, no hint or sign of any modesty or any self-introspect. But let's forget about for a moment, Rabotai, the idea of an apology. But let us remember at the same time that a Rav, a rabbi who leads his flock, who leads his congregation, is essentially the father of that kehilah. To a large extent, rabbis can play the role of the patriarch of the Jewish people. In some cases, that's quite frightening. In others, it can be comforting. But as such, I would have advised this rabbi to seek direction as the patriarch of his kehilah, to look for advice in the way of our ultimate patriarch, Yaakov Avinu, who discusses at length all of the brachot, the blessings, which would ultimately ensure the future of not only his children, but obviously representative of all of Am Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu brings his children together, and collectively he says to them, regardless of your differences, regardless of the intricacies within your character that may set you apart, there is a time now in which we are about to confront Galut. We are about to confront the challenges of slavery, of being strangers in a foreign land. And what is necessary is that we unite. Yaakov Avinu gives his children the formula for success. Let us be as one. Realize that to all of you, I give you your specific bracha. But I have called you all of you together as one to also recognize that it is only when we are united, that it is only when we remind ourselves of our common cause and purpose, that we can perpetuate our future. Would it not have been more appropriate for this Rav to close his letter after describing all of the various encounters, all of the good deeds that he had done, to close his letter with a bracha to the chayalim, a blessing to the soldiers, much like Yaakov Avinu ended his life by blessing his children to ensure their future? And here's a suggestion that I would have for this email that went out, which would have been more appropriate. A bracha that I'd like to focus on, because I want to close my words with a bracha for Am Yisrael and for Chayaleinu Tzva HaAganah LiYisrael. In Perek Mem Tet, Pasuk Yud Tet, how appropriate it is, Yaakov Avinu turns to his son Gad, and he says, Gad Gedud Yegudenu Vehu Yagud Akev, which is translated, a troop will troop forth from Gad, and he will troop back on his tracks. What exactly does this mean? Says Rashi as follows: Yitnave ki gedud yagud mimenu ve'oto agdud yagud akev al akavo. The prophecy that Yaakov is offering here with regards to God is that Bnei Yisrael are this gedud. They are this group. They are a troop which will move forward. Sheyachzor lederech asher ba'lo l'shalom el arzo. They will move forward. They will conquer. They will succeed in grabbing territory. And they will once again return as a troop, as a brigade, to Eretz Yisrael b'shalom. L'shalom el arzo. In peace to their land. The Ramban Nachmanides understands differently. Says the Ramban, Shiyulo milchamot rabot, upashat gedud alav be'artzo. Yaakov says, inevitably you, the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, will face controversy, will face hardships, but mostly you'll face war. There will be gedudim. There will be foreign troops who will attempt to invade your country. V'hu yagud oto ala kevo. Sheyitgaber alav. You, B'nai Yisrael, the bracha I give to you, says Yaakov. You will be able to overpower them. You will be filled with strength, a resilience, which will thwart their efforts and cast them out of invading your country. V'yirdofoto, you'll flee, you'll chase them out. V'hem yashuvo al ekev b'shtam, and they will flee in turn as a result of your efforts. The Ramban Nachmanides is based on the Gemara Yerushalmi in Sota Perek Chet. The Gemara says, Gad gedud yegudenu, says the Korban Ha'eda, Mifaresh Likra Hachi. The Gemara is explaining to us this pasuk as follows. Kishiavo gdudim le'artzo. When foreign troops try to invade Eretz Yisrael, Ligdod v'lishloloto. When they try to invade us with force and to loot from us and destroy us. Hu yagud akev. The sof hu yishlolotan. In the end, we, God, as an example of B'nai Yisrael, will be able to destroy them, will wipe them out, will destroy their efforts. Umayti lehochi lomar, shegad oseh milchanto b'chochma. Yaakov chooses God because God, as one of his children, will be able to engage in wise, tactical, and strategist warfare. Sheyisberu agdudim l'shalalo. There are troops will attempt from foreign nations to destroy him. Ve'einan ro'in sofan. Va'yedei kach hu sholel otan. They will not realize the force, the numbers, the mighty ranks that we have amongst the Jewish people, as indicated within the Shevet Gad. And therefore, they will be destroyed. They will be overcome. Regardless of how you see the interpretation of this bracha, of this pasuk, from the perspective of Rashi or the Ramban, based on the Gemara Yerushalmi, either way, conclusively, it is a bracha. And no matter how we see it, how appropriate it is for us to bless our Gdudin, even in today's Tzahal, today's army, the units, the brigades are still called a gedud. How great it is to be able to conclude by offering a bracha to our gdudim, to our brigades, whether it be that they go to invade foreign territories, or whether it be that terrorists attempt to destroy and cast us out of our country, whether it be that foreign nations attempt to destroy the efforts of our mighty army. When a gedud of Am Yisrael move forward with confidence, with foresight, when we are not willing to succumb to foreign pressure, when our leaders can stand up and make a statement that there are no negotiations until the tunnels that channel the weapons of destruction that supply terrorists are destroyed, then there is no way that we can be defeated. Then we are ensured of seeing the bracha of Yaakov Avinu come to fruition. I spoke to a student of mine this past week. The tafkid, his job that he has, is not combat. He's called the mashak dat, someone who supplies religious supplies, takes care of the religious needs of soldiers on the field. His combat is different. His battle that he's involved in is also part of saving Am Yisrael. And he's on the border of Gaza. And he told me that he has to be there with the vehicles. And as he's waiting there, he walks from troop to troop. And he said, Arabi, said, Rabbi, you cannot imagine. Firstly, he said, I want to tell you, the morale of the soldiers is so high. And he said, I go around and I see so many soldiers who are not religious, who are now donning tefillin, who are willing to recite with me Tehillim. When we are armed and united, l'shem Hashem, not for our own sakes, not for the sake of blowing our own horn, but rather for the sake of the ultimate victory of Am Yisrael, as is demonstrated through Hashem, the purpose of preserving Eretz Yisrael for Torah Yisrael, then we are all and can all chant together what inevitably all of Am Yisrael in the shul at this Shabbat will again in unison recite, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, Shabbat Shalom.